Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the show, we are going to be talking about a hot topic, and that is, are ChatGPT essays plagiarized? Who owns the use of that content? If you go and create a really complex custom prompt and get ChatGPT to write something amazing, do you own that? Does someone else own that? What are the rules around it and what's happening today? On the podcast, we are going to dive into that and talk about that. And I would say this is especially important and relevant today because just yesterday, Turnitin, the popular software tool that teachers use to detect plagiarism, they announced that they have created an AI detection feature for Turnitin that teachers can now use. And according to them, it can detect 99% of essays, meaning 99 out of 100, they will accurately predict. And they also said that only 1 in 100 would have a false positive, meaning, you know, out of 100 students that actually just write their essays themselves, 99 of them will, you know, get credit. But that is kind of unfortunate for that one person that might get pegged as having their article written or their essay written by AI when it was actually them. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So first, I'd say it's pretty important to understand what plagiarism is, what it entails. So plagiarism is defined as an act of using someone else's work or ideas without proper attribution or permission. So in the academic context, this means using someone else's words, research, or ideas in a paper or essay without giving credit to the original source. This is considered to be a violation of academic integrity as well as a violation of copyright laws. So the question of whether ChatGPT written essays are considered plagiarism is sort of a complex one. On the one hand, AI systems that generate these essays are trained on, you know, a massive database of information, which inevitably includes texts from, you know, a lot of sources, public and private. So this means that the essays generated by ChatGPT may contain passages or ideas that have been taken straight out of other sources without proper attribution. Now, some people or some different AI chat sort of GPTs are creating solutions for this. For example, the new Bing, when you search for an answer to something and it gives you the response, it will try to put attributions, it'll try to put links and tell you the sources of where they're getting their information from. And there's other other GPT models that are doing that same thing. So that'll be an interesting aspect of it. So on the other hand, it's also pretty important to consider the fact that ChatGPT obviously is not a human being, and so it doesn't have the capacity to knowingly plagiarize. So when a student submits an essay generated by ChatGPT, they're essentially presenting a work that has been created by an AI system, not by themselves. So this raises a question about the responsibility and accountability for any instances of plagiarism that may be present in the essay. Right? Like, who's liable? Is it really the AI system? Obviously not. It's just a computer. So that would probably fall on the person. So in order to address this issue, it's, I would say, important to consider the laws that govern the use of AI-generated content. One key concept that plays a role in this debate that a lot of people are talking about is the concept of fair use. So fair use is a legal doctrine that allows individuals to use limited amounts of copyrighted material without the permission of the copyright holder. So this doctrine is intended to balance the interests of copyright owners and users, and it provides certain exceptions to the exclusive rights of copyright owners. In the case of ChatGPT-generated essays, fair use would allow for the use of a limited amount of copyrighted materials in the AI systems database, so long as the use is for a transformative purpose, such as criticism, commentary, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, or research. So this would mean that the use of this material in the AI-generated essay would be considered fair use and would not be considered to be plagiarism. However, this isn't really the end of the story. While fair use may provide some protections for the use of AI-generated essays, it is still possible for the essays to infringe on the rights of the copyright owners. So this is because fair use is not a hard and fast rule, and it can be kind of difficult to determine exactly what constitutes fair use. Even in today's age, without using AI, let's say I want to write a blog post about something, and so I go read a few other blog posts and summarize what they're saying. That definitely is something that happens a lot today. And, ideally, if you're getting ideas and information from somewhere else, you source those. A lot of people don't do that. And so it's kind of tricky, that whole topic. So additionally, even if the use of a particular piece of copyrighted material is considered to be fair use in one context, it might not be considered fair use in another context. And another key concept that kind of plays into this whole debate is the concept of copyright law. So copyright law is a set of laws that give creators of the original works the exclusive rights to control and use their works for a specific period of time. So this means that creators have the right to control the distribution, reproduction, and modification of their works, right? Makes sense. And they have the right to prevent others from using their works without their permission. So in the context of ChatGPT generating essays, this means that the use of any copyrighted materials in the essay could potentially infringe on the rights of the copyright owners. So in order to avoid copyright infringement, it's important to ensure that the AI system is trained on a database of information that is either in the public domain or that it's been licensed for the use of in the AI system. So additionally, it's important for the individual using the AI system to ensure that any information used from other sources is properly cited and attributed, which, as we know with ChatGPT, it doesn't do this, but other tools do. So I guess one final consideration on this whole debate is the concept of authorship. So in the case of ChatGPT generated essays that it creates, who is considered to be the author of the work? Is it the AI system that generated the essay? Is it the individual who used the AI system to generate the essay? Or is it the original source from which the AI system learned the information? So this is kind of an important question, as the answer has pretty significant implications for issues such as plagiarism, copyright, and academic integrity. Personally, I do not think that, I know everyone has different opinions on there. Very famous venture capitalist named Jason Calacanis, he strongly believes that ChatGPT is infringing on copyright and that they need to pay the owners that they were trained the data from, and that if you use it to write something, you are stealing someone else's work. I personally don't see it that way, because in my opinion, if I was to go and, read 5 books on a topic and learn everything there was to know about those topics, or maybe over the course of my entire career, I learned tons of different things in one specific area, and then I went and wrote a book about that, right? Like 20 years into my career as a nuclear scientist, I write a book about nuclear science. Am I expected to quote the sources of all the places over 20 years that I learned that information? I think it's pretty far-fetched, and it's kind of hard to know everything. I mean, that being said, there definitely is places where that would be pretty relevant, right? Like you're going into some sort of law of the nuclear physicist or formula they use frequently, you'd probably source whoever wrote that law. Anyways, if ChatGPT is taking 20 years of text and consolidating it and writing responses based on what it's learned there, it's kind of, in my opinion, the same thing. But I know everyone has different opinions on that. And I think the debate is really healthy, because we do need to get to a place where we have clearly defined rules for all this kind of stuff. You don't really want to leave gray areas in this. I've seen problems in the past where, for example, I saw someone, they published a book on Amazon. They got ChatGPT to write the content, and then they had all of the image generated by Midjourney. So it was like
created all by AI. And at first they published it. It was great. It was cool. And then Amazon eventually removed their book, you know, citing copyright issues. And so I think whether we as a civilization, as a collective, decide it's good or bad, I think it's important that we make those rules sooner than later. Because, you know, that does kind of, it's kind of lame for that guy. He put all the effort into making this product and then getting it removed. So I think protecting companies is important. So just coming up with regulation about this kind of stuff around AI and rules around it, I think is an important step forward in our discussion. So I guess in wrapping up this today, the question of whether ChatGPT written essays are considered to be plagiarism is a context one, and it depends on a number of factors, including the laws of fair use and copyright, as well as the concepts of authorship and responsibility. So while the use of AI-generated essays raises important questions about academic integrity and the role of technology in education, it is ultimately up to the individual to ensure that they are using these tools responsibly and within the bounds of the law. So whether or not ChatGPT written essays are considered to be plagiarized is probably going to depend on the specific circumstances of each case, and it's going to be up to the educators and any other stakeholders to make this determination. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.